Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Shavua Tova Gutavach. The Parsha Podcast is Lezecha Nishmas Shmuel Mordechai Ben Shimon and Etel Bas Shaul. V'yedaber Hashem Moshe L'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Kisisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael Efgurehem V'nasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho LaHashem B'fgurosam V'lo Yehavahem Negev B'fgurosam. When you will raise up the heads of the B'nei Yisrael to count them, and each man shall give atonement for his soul to Hashem in counting him, and there will be no plague upon them when they are counted. Rashi says, Kisisa is a language that reflects receiving something. What does this mean? That when Moshe would want to count the B'nai Yisrael, don't count heads, instead count half shekel coins, and you'll know how many there are. What is the plague which is referred to in the second half of the pasuk? Rashi explains that when there is a number, there is an element of cursing that comes about by knowing the exact number. That which is counted is subject to ayin hara, and as a result, plagues come about them, like we find in the case of David HaMelech, who counted the people, and there was a plague as a result of it. Rashi then explains that any time that there is counting, there is the danger of ayin hara, of opening oneself up to physical dangers. Zayitnu kol haover al pikudim machatzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh esrim gera hashekel machatzis hashekel shumar l'Hashem. This shall be given anyone who passes by the counters a half shekel in the weight of the holy shekel, the shekel which pertains to the specific weight for holy things, which is 20 gera, and this half shekel will be an offering to Hashem, a truma offering. Rashi comments on the words zeh, that seems to be without an object to be pointing to, and says that this zeh reflects that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a half shekel coin of silver in an image of fire. And he says, give like this. Over al pekudim, who passes the counters, like any time you count a group of anything, they go by the person who counts them off. Rashi explains that the shekel is 20 gera, is the full shekel weight. Kol over al pekudim bin esrim shana vamala yiten et shumas Hashem. Any that passes by the counter from 20 years and above will give this truma, this offering to Hashem. Rashi says this also tells you that no one younger than 20 goes out to the army, therefore not counted in the minion of men. He'ashir lo yarbev, hadal lo yamid mimachasis hashakel, lases es trumas Hashem lechaper al nafsho seichem. The rich man will not give more, and the poor man will not give less from this half shekel amount to give the truma of Hashem to atone for their souls. Rashi gives one way to explain this, which is that they shouldn't be stricken by a plague because they were counted in an amount. But he gives another option as well. He says that there are three different collections that are given, because we see the word truma mentioned three times in this parsha. Number one, to make the socket. Another one, when they were counted once the Mishkan was put together. This is the counting that took place at the beginning of Bamidbar. And one more half shekel in order to buy the korbanos for the entire community for the entire year. And here, this was the same for poor people and rich people, and this is the truma that we were speaking about right now. And because this is the money that was used to buy the korbanos, that's why the pasuk refers to atoning for your souls right here. Malakachta es kesef hakipurim meis bnei Yisrael v'nasata osa la'avodas ohel moed v'ya livnei Yisrael l'zikaron lifnei Hashem l'chaper anafsho seichem. And you will take the silver of atonement from the bnei Yisrael, and you will give it to the avoda in the tent of meeting, and it will be for bnei Yisrael as a remembrance before Hashem to atone for their souls. Rashi says that this is teaching you that they were commanded to give this donation after the Chet HaEgel, and to make this donation towards the Mishkan, because they had a plague going on. And much like a shepherd, Rashi gives this this parable of a guy who owns sheep, and he had very beloved sheep, and something happened to his sheep, and he asked the shepherd to please go count how many sheep are left in order to express how much he loves and cares for these sheep. She continues to explain that the chronology is such that the Mishkan was only put up in Bamidbar in the second year, in Nisan. This is when one of the countings was done. But that's also when the Mishkan was put up. So as a result, he could not have made the Adonim to assemble the Mishkan if on that day they were putting up the Mishkan and at the same time getting the silver to make the Adonim. So rather, this happens right after Yom Kippur, and they collected the silver to make the sockets, the Adonim, right here, because in the second year, the Mishkan was already assembled, so they couldn't have collected money to assemble it. That doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, furthermore, how is it possible that they had the exact same number twice? Rather, depending on the year, he says, weren't there any 19-year-olds? But rather, this counting took place right after Yom Kippur in Tishrei, and then it's only a couple of months, and then we have the same amount of people. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "V'asisa kior nechoshes v'chanu nechoshes la'rachtsa v'nasata oso ben ova morid u'ben hamizbeach v'nasata shama ma'im, and you shall make a basin of copper, and its base of copper." In order to wash, and you'll place it in between the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach, and you'll place in it water. Rashi says that this basin is like a large container that has spigots on it, so that water shall come out of it. Between the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaOla, because it's in front of the entrance to the Mishkan, that the Mizbeach is there, not the Kior. Varachatsu Aaron uvanav mimino esidehem vesraglehem, and Aaron and his sons will wash their hands and their feet in it. Rashi says hands and feet is to tell you that they would do it all at the same time, hands and feet at the same time. Rashi brings the Gemara that says they put his hand on his foot, on the right hand on the right foot, left hand left foot, and they would be washed together. Vavam el olam moed yichatzu mayim velo yamusu o begishtam el hamizbeach lasharis lahaktir isheh lahashem. And when they would come to the olam moed, they would wash their hands and not die. Or when they would draw close to the mizbeach to serve or to burn fiery offerings to Hashem. Rashi explains that for them to bivavam el olam moed, when they drew close to the olam moed, to burn the Ketores in the morning and in the evening, or to spritz blood of the par of a Kohen, and the Seirim that are brought in the case of Avodah Zarah, which means they will not die, to tell them that if you do not wash, then you will die. Or to the Mizbeach, referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, because we already spoke about the inner sanctum. Rachatzu yedehem v'ragleim v'lo yamusu v'haysa lahem chok olam lo lezaro l'dorosam. And they will wash their hands and their feet, and they will not die. And it will be for them an eternal statute for them, him and for his children for generations. Rashi asks, well, didn't we say this already? So Rashi says, well, that's with regard to going into the Kodesh and not washing your hands. But even to go to the Mizbeach and not washing your hands, that's also a chiyuv misa. Vedaber Hashem and Moshe lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, V'yata kach lecha besamim rosh mor deror chamishmeros v'kinmon besam machatziso chamishim umasayim uknei bosem chamishim umasayim. And you should take besamim rosh is, according to Rashi, important spices, 500 weight of solid myrrh, and then half of its weight, 250 good-smelling cinnamon, and half of it weight, 250 portions of aromatic cane. Rashi says, why do I have to say good-smelling cinnamon? Because it's a bark, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not. Then Rashi also asks, well, what are you telling me about half weights? If that's half of its weight, so then it means 500 myrrh, 500 cinnamon, and 500 aromatic cane. But rather, when the Ketores was made, they weren't exacting with it, and there was always a little bit more. Vekida chamesh meos b'shekel hakodesh, shemen zayis hin. Keda is a fragrant root of grass, and the chachamim called ketzia, as is found in the brisos in Krisos. Rashi comments that a hin is 12 log. There's a machlokas what they do with this hin. Do they boil it, according to Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda says that you just spread it on it, but you've soaked it already in water, so it doesn't soak in any of the oil. You let the oil drip until it takes the smell of the grass and makes it fragrant. Vasiso so shemen mishchas kodesh rokach mirkachas maase rokach shemen mishchas kodesh ihiye. And you shall make an holy anointing oil, the kind that is made according to Rashi by the specialists of these type of fragrance chemists, the fine work of these scentologists, if you would. And this will make the holy anointing oil. And you will anoint both the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and the Aron of Testimony. Rashi says every act of Mashiach, of anointing, is made the shape of an X, a key, except for that of kings, where it is made in the shape of a Nezer, a crown. As a shulchan, as kol kelev, as a menorah, as kol kelev, as a mizbeach haketoras. The shulchan, the table, and all of its vessels, and the menorah, and all of its vessels, and the mizbeach, which the ketoras is burnt on. V'es mizbeach ha'ola, v'es kol kelev, v'es ha'kior, v'es kano. The mizbeach that the olos are offered on, which is the outer mizbeach, and as well as the kior, the basin, and its base. And you will sanctify it, and they will be sanctum sanctorum, they will be most holy. Anyone who touches them shall be sanctified. Rashi says, what does this mean? You will anoint them. By anointing it, this makes it holy, so that it shall be holy of holies. Rashi says, so what is this holiness? That anyone who touches it, the object which could become sanctified by touching it automatically becomes holy, and therefore it will become invalid if you leave it overnight or touched by a person who has been tovel but the sun has not set, and would have a status of impurity, and it cannot be redeemed in order that you can eat it and put the kedusha on the money and you eat it in a chulin state. But something which could not possibly become holy does not become holy. Viz Aaron, viz Banav, Tivshach, v'kidashto osam l'chahin li. And Aaron and his sons shall be anointed, and you will sanctify them to serve me. Rashi says that all of the Mashiach, in the Targum, is expressed with the word Rabbi, as opposed to Mashach. Rabbi means to raise in greatness, because that's what the Mashiach is being done over here. It's to demonstrate greatness. As opposed to other places, when you pour oil on something, that is Mashach, to pour oil on it. Vel v'nei Yisrael, tedaber le'mor, shemen mishchas kodesh yihye, ze lila doroseichem. And to the b'nei Yisrael, you shall speak, saying that this is holy anointing oil, for me, for your generations. She explains that this teaches us that the oil was saved for generations and will be used for all generations. Al basar adam lo yisach v'maskunto lo sasu kamohu kodeshu kodesh yeh lechem. And it shall not be poured on the flesh of any person, and you shall not make anything like it. It is kodesh, and it shall be kodesh for you. Rashi says maskunto means like a copy in its specific weight and order. Don't make a copy of it, but if you mess up the measurements, then it is fine to make. Yish asher yikach kamohu v'asher yitin mimeno al zar v'nichras mi'amav. Person who makes oil like this and puts it on a stranger will be cut off from his nation. Rashi says, who is this person? The Tsar, the stranger? It's anyone who isn't a king or a Kohen. Vayom HaShem HaMoshe, Kach Lecha Samim, Netaf, Ushchelis, Vechelbena, Samim, Ulevona, Zaka, Bad Bevad Yehiyah. And Hashem said to Moshe, take for yourself spices. Nataf is tsuri, which is, according to Rashi, the sap of the kataf. Shchelis is tziporin. In English, they call it ancha. And chelbana, which is known to have a bad smell, gelbonum, as Rashi says. And other spices, as well mix it with levona zaka, which is frankincense, in equal parts of each. It also teaches us that there is a halacha Moshe Masinai, that there are 11 components, spices, in the Ketores, which we are speaking about currently, as the first samim is 2, then another 3, which makes it 5, and another, and more samim, and levona zaka, which brings us to 11. Vasisa osa Ketores rokach maase rokech mimulach tachor kodesh. And you shall make it the work of an expert spice maker, mixed, and it shall be pure and holy. Memulach means to be stirred up. Veshechachta mimena hadek, venasata mimena lifnei ha'edus, ba'ohel moed, asher yivoye lecha shama kodesh kodashim tiyeh lachem. And you shall mash it up very, very fine, and you will place it before the witness in the tent of meeting, that I will meet you there. It will be holy of holies to you. Rashi says this refers to the Ketores, which is brought every day, and you will place it. Nasata mimena, the Ketores will place it every day. Asher yivad l'chashama, that I will meet you there, meaning that Hashem is the one who will set the place. Ketores asher ta'aseh b'maskuntah l'sasu lachem kodesh tiyeh lecha l'Hashem. And the Ketores that you will make in its weight, you will not make. It will be holy to you, to Hashem. Rashi says this specific maskunta refers to in the amount of the spices. As holy to you and to me means that you shall not make it only for divine service. Ish asher aseh chamoa lahareyach ba v'nichras mi'amav. And the man that makes thing like it, in order to smell it, he will be cut off from his people. Rashi says, but you can make it in that way to give it to the tzibur. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe l'imur. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Re'e karasi b'shem Betzal ben Uri ben Chor l'mata Yehuda. Behold, I have called by name Betzal, son of Uri, son of Chor, of the tribe of Yehuda. Rashi says, I have summoned him to do my work. And I filled him with a spirit of godliness, of wisdom, of understanding, and knowledge, and all work. Chachma is what a person hears from somebody else and learns. Tvuna means understanding one thing from another, from his heart, from something that he has learned. And das, knowledge, means the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Gashov machashavos, lasos v'zahav v'chesef v'nechoshes. To do intelligent crafting, she adds meaning weaving, to make things in gold and silver and in bronze. V'charoshes evin l'malos, v'charoshes eitz lasos v'chol malacha. And all type of stonework, setting of jewels, and all type of woodwork, to do all types of skilled craftsmanship. Va'ani hineni nasati ito es ohaliyav ben achi samach l'matidan uvalev kol chacham lev v'nasati chokma v'asu es kol asher tzivisicha. And behold, I have given also to him, with him, ohaliyav ben achi samach of the tribe of Dan, and in the heart of all those who are wise of heart, I have given wisdom, and they will do all that I have commanded them. Rashi says, in the heart of all wise of heart, there are other wise, skilled people amongst you, and all of them, I have given them the ability to do the work that I'm needing you to do as well. Es ohol moed v'es ha'aron la'edus v'es ha'kaporas asher alav v'es kol klei ohel. The tent of meeting and the Aaron for the Eidos, the testimony, and its cover that is on it, and all of the vessels of the Ohel. Rashi tells us The Aron of Edus means in order for us to store the Luchos of Edus of testimony. Es HaShulchan ve'es Kela ve'es HaMenorah HaTahora ve'es Kol Keleha ve'es Mizbach HaKetores. The Shulchan, all of its vessels, and the pure menorah, and all of its vessels, and the Mizbeach for the Ketores. Is a pure menorah. Pure menorah, Rashi says, is made out of pure gold. Es Mizbach HaOla ve'es Kol Kelav ve'es HaKior ve'es Kano. Mizbeach that the Ola offering is offered on, and all of its vessels, and the basin and its base. Ves big day Sarad, ves big day HaKodesh La'aron HaKohen, ves big day Vanav L'Chahen. Rashi says the big day HaSarad are the big day Kahuna. And the big day HaKodesh, those of the Tchelis dyed wool, and the purple dyed wool, and the crimson dyed wool that are just to cover the Kelim during the travels in the Midbar. And we understand this because there's no linen described over here. If there was linen described over here, that would have to be the big day kahuna, but since that this is not describing any linen garments, that therefore this is what we must be speaking about. Actually, you also suggest the big day srad are woven and needle pointed garments. Shchaves hakatoras hasamim lekodesh lechol asher tzivisicha yasu, and the anointing oil and the ketores for Kodesh, all that I have commanded, you will do. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, V'yata tedaber el b'nei Yisrael lemor, ach shabzosai tishmoro ki oshi b'ni u'b'neichem l'doroseichem l'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. And you speak to b'nei Yisrael, saying, but keep my Shabbos, because it is a sign between me and between you for your generations to know that it is I, Hashem, who makes you holy. Rashi says, and you speak, and you, even though you've commanded them to make the Mishkan, you should not go and the matter of Shabbos be light in your eyes, and don't push off Shabbos in order to make the Mishkan. Ach, Shabbos Asai Tishmaru, only keep my Shabbos, even though you're really, really excited to build the Mishkan, do the Malacha, don't push away Shabbos. Anytime it says Ach, Rak, this is a mute. This means to decrease the scope of the statement which is made beforehand. Here, Ach, do not go and build the Mishkan during Shabbos. What is the sign of Shabbos? This is a sign that shows the chosenness of Am Yisrael, because I have given you my day of rest, that you shall rest on it. What does it mean, Ladas? It's not for you to know, it's for the rest of the world to know, that I have sanctified you, and therefore you must keep my Shabbos. Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hilachem mechalelea mos yumas ki kol haoseva malacha v'nechrasa hanefesh hahi mikerav amea. And you will guard the Shabbos because it will be holy for you. Those who profane it will surely die, because anyone who does malacha on it, his soul will be cut off from amongst his people. What does it mean, most you must surely die? That there must be witnesses and warning. And if there's no witnesses and warning, then they will be cut off, anyone who makes the Shabbos like a regular day. The word mechalel means to make regular, to make weekday. Sheshes yamim ya'aseh malacha, uviyom hashvi'i, Shabbos shavason kodesh la'ashem koseh malacha, v'yom ha'shabbos mos yumas. 6 days you will do malacha, and on the seventh day will be a day of Shabbos, a Shabbos of cessation. It will be holy to Hashem. Anyone who does malacha on the day of the Sabbath will surely die. What does it mean, Shabbos Shabbason? It's a menucha that is regularly scheduled, not just one that seems to be happened. Rishamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos l'sos es haShabbos l'dorasam v'risolam. And b'nei Yisrael will keep the Shabbos in order to make Shabbos for generations a covenant forever. Beni ubein b'nei Yisrael oshi li'olam. Between me and B'nai Yisrael, it is an eternal sign, because in 6 days Hashem made heavens and earth, and on the seventh day he stopped and he rested. Rashi asks, what is Vayinafash? It means to stop, and any time that you stop, it returns the spirit from the toil of work. And if you'll ask, what does God need to be refreshed from? Vayinafash, and it returned his soul. What does the God need that for? Rather, this is just in order for us to try to have an understanding of the concept, but not that God actually needed to rest.